to give credit to our guy Drew. Just sent me a tweet. Another storyline that died. We only need to show progress this year. Wins and losses don't matter. Drew says, I don't think the players and coaches believe that, and neither should the fans. Time to kill that line and start winning games. Last night changes a lot of things. I think progress and wins can go hand in hand, though. I don't think those are at odds with one another. Landfill, we made fun of Cam Taylor Britt.
Yes, we did.
The Bengals corner for calling Cliff's offense a college offense. Looked pretty damn good last night. How did our guy from Cincy try to walk this back?
Headlines with your comments about the Commanders offense this week. Do you regret what you said, and can you talk us through what happened from a defensive standpoint tonight?
No, ma'am, I do not regret it. And I didn't mean anything malicious out of the comment. It was just made bigger than what it was. Yes, I can eat my words most definitely. We did take a L today, but as a team, it was sort of caught us off of very quick, quick throws. He's very athletic and extended plays. Yeah, that's how the game went, man. They stuck to their plan, and yeah, that's how it went.
He's still going with it?
Hey, man, listen, bro. Whatever. Joe Burrow threw a lot of quick throws, too. That's what people do. They want to throw it quick, get it out your hands. Who cares?
If the offense works in the NFL and in back-to-back weeks you haven't had any turnovers or punts and it's the first time that's happened in 50-plus years, doesn't that just make it an NFL offense? Right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm confused about something. One thing we haven't said, and he only kicked the one field goal last night. What a difference Seibert has made since he arrived.
Oh, awesome.
I mean, dude, the field goal he made was pretty damn important. It was I don't know that everybody felt as confident, perhaps, when they were up 28-20 and they get bogged down at the 24. He comes out and just drills it, 42-yarder, was never really in doubt. There haven't really even been like the moments. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they've all been good. That matters, man, for an offense trying to build confidence. And now, I don't think they're trying to build confidence. I think it's just a confident group now.
Yeah. I mean, look, the thing about it is, and I talked to Luke and Brian about this, when they're at practice, they know what they're capable of. And I'm sure after the first game against Tampa, they didn't reach what their capabilities are. Came back with the Giants. They were able to move the ball, but they weren't finishing. Last night, they finally finished. You know what I mean? And if they can find a way to be finishing, I mean, it's not going to be perfect all the time. We know that. But if they can find a way to finish with touchdowns more often than not, they're in games. They put pressure on other teams. And if all of a sudden you're ahead, the ability for your quarterback to run and throw, extend plays, and the multiple options they have is going to give people problems. It's going to give them fits.
Totally. Totally. I think on that first deep shot Daniels threw to Terry, I think afterwards Dan Quinn picked Terry up on the sideline to, like, celebrate. And just, I think there was such a sigh of relief for everybody to shut up about Daniels doesn't throw it to Terry and that nothing goes vertically. And if you go back and look, and this is actually funny, I just saw this on Twitter that Jay Gruden just posted this video and said, execution at its finest. The best part of when Jaden makes that throw, Terry is completely covered, but he puts air under it like Terry's been asking for and just lets him go get it, and he starts to separate. What receivers will always tell you, when the ball is in the air, Terry's at about the 40. The corner is almost a little bit ahead of him, but if he's even, he's leaving. Like, the receiver's able to accelerate. The safety help doesn't get there. And it just – what impressed me so much last night, Steve Sands always says keep your poise, right, B?
Mm-hmm.
Jaden Daniels is all poise all the time.
Yeah.
And, like, nothing seems too big for him.
I agree. I mean, the thing about it, like, that – like we talked about this last year with Sam. Throw the ball to a spot. I don't care if a guy run a crossing route or a deep route. You don't throw it to the person. You throw it to a spot. And the receiver will find a way to get to that spot. And they said, well, Terry was at 20.7 miles per hour last night at his top speed going to get that ball. He's moving,
scooting.
Dog. He's
scooting.
Moving. Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's quickly say good morning to Jeff and Landfill because we may not have a chance for a while here. Good morning, Jeffrey. Good morning, Landini.
Hello. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning. All right, Jeff, hit the button. Open those phones up. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Jeff, now, they won the game last night. Last week, after they beat the Giants, you still wanted to do blame pie. We only did credit pie because they won the damn game.
Want to do blame pie today?
Yeah, what about now, Jeff?
To be honest, to be completely honest, yes. But I took something away from y'all. I learned something last week. We won yesterday. Let's bask in this glory for the next 24 hours, and we'll talk about the bad stuff later on in the week.
What did Coach Joe always say, B? It's hard to win in this league.
Yep.
It's hard to win up here.
Up here.
It is hard to win on Monday Night Football in Cincinnati with Ja'Marr Chase just able to run past everyone on the other side of the ball.
I must commend their fans, though. Their fans are not horrible.
B, some nice, true sports town.
I went to the sports bar afterwards, one hour away, walking back from the stadium to the hotel, and they were offering drinks. Man, y'all won. I buy you a drink. I'm like, really?
I thought you were getting an Uber. You very specifically said you were getting an Uber.
Nah, we decided to walk because it was only like 0.6 miles.
Yeah.
And it was about close. Seven of us walking, so we all walked together.
All right, we got a break. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. It is time for Credit Pies, baby.